Hello everybody, I'm Jordan Mylan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Israeli genocide in the West Bank this time, not in Gaza. So the West Bank and the River Jordan, which Israel's illegally occupied since 1967, despite United Nations Security Council resolutions demanded they withdraw. And they have murdered Palestinian civilians in their thousands at least over those decades, possibly tens of thousands. Others have been driven out after brutal assaults, after armed robbery, after having their houses demolished, after having their ancestors' graves desecrated, and so on. So this is an ideology of ethnic cleansing. Don't believe me? Take it from leading Israelis, okay? Two former prime ministers of Israel have said this. There was a signatory to the Israeli, this is a letter signed to the Israeli government, signed by some very distinguished Israelis. And, the Netanyahu administration will say anything they don't like is anti-Semitism. This former prime minister of Israel, anti-Semite. Another former prime minister of Israel, an anti-Semite. So everybody who's not a Netanyahuite is an anti-Semite in the world. It is just preposterous. That is their go-to defense. The other one is, what about the Holocaust? Okay. Now, the Holocaust was evil beyond imagination. There's no question about that. Don't dispute, don't doubt, don't diminish the Holocaust. I've been to Sachsenhausen. I haven't met a Holocaust survivor, so I know it's all totally true. None of which is remotely justificatory of crimes against humanity committed in the West Bank, where Hamas doesn't even exist. So they don't have that excuse. Okay, so heads of Israeli security services have denounced this, Israeli judges and Israeli Nobel laureate, and so on. And they said that there's Jewish terrorism going on there, which there definitely is. The very well-documented murders of Palestinian civilians. These are unarmed people, including elderly people, including little children, many of them, and including lots of women. Sexual assault going as far as rape, arson, burning down people's houses, and dishonoring the bodies of dead people, and so forth. Theft, it really is sickening. And they're often these Israeli illegal immigrants, they go by the name of settlers, who are doing this, and they almost always get away with it. And at best, the Israeli army and police simply watch on. Sometimes they even participate. So there's more than collusion. Wow. So you see how this is against Israel's own laws, against international law. And as the letter says, this letter is a wake-up call and a final warning. We demand that you take all necessary measures to immediately eradicate Jewish terrorism that has been prevalent in Judea and Samaria in recent years. Close quotation. That's what they call the West Bank, Judea and Samaria. So trying to rename it part of their deracination of the Palestinians. Okay. Anyway, so they say the signatories letter, they'll petition the Israeli High Court to try and oblige Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take action. They tried to keep it secret, but it has been leaked, and various newspapers around the world have seen it. So they're trying to do this privately. They might have to start doing this publicly. Elections are coming up. So Netanyahu has allied himself with the most openly racist elements in Israeli society, or flagrantly Jewish supremacists, who describe the Palestinians as subhumans, who call them animals, and so on. So it really is sickening. So anyway, the police, the army, Shin Bet, that's it, Israeli's domestic intelligence agency, have to stop this. And it goes on. This is what more of the letter says. This is not solely a military and police failure, but the implementation of an overt policy by the Israeli government and its prime minister in general and by relevant ministers. It goes on to say they order the police, military, and Shin Bet to enable the terrorism of Jewish criminals because this horrendous phenomenon serves the current government's ideology of carrying out ethnic cleansing in the territories of Judea and Samaria to facilitate further annexation. So that's it. That's the end of the quotation. They're deliberately driving out Palestinians, murder them. Those who haven't been murdered are terrified and they flee, terrorizing defenseless people, and so that they can steal even more land. Wow, it's utterly horrific. How monstrous, how evil, the most naked crimes going on. Oh, poor little Israel, we live in a dangerous neighborhood. Yeah, very dangerous for your neighbors. You consider these crimes against humanity you're committing every single day. And unsurprisingly, some Palestinians say we have to resist. When this is more than oppression, this is mass murder. And there's no threat to Israel from the West Bank, where the Palestinians are virtually disarmed. So it's infuriating, this outrageous injustice that's perpetrated every single day. And Letter pointed out how distressingly reminiscent this is of violence against Jewish people in, say, the Russian Empire around the turn of the 20th century. This is what it says. The crimes of Jewish terrorism in the territories are reminiscent of similar crimes and pogroms committed against our people by other nations in Eastern Europe in the 19th and 20th centuries. And it goes on, close quotation. So some of them are soldiers, some of them soldiers on duty, out of duty. This is a quotation. The Israeli Defense Force has a clear policy of ignoring the crimes of Jewish terrorism. And in many incidents, soldiers in the regional defense units and security squads are themselves involved in crimes of Jewish terrorism. Close quotation. Since 2020, the United Nations has proved at least 1,100 Palestinian civilians have been murdered in the West Bank. 1,100, okay? At least 275 of them, children, okay? So 1,100 murders. How many murder charges? Zero. That's right, a big, fat zero. Impunity. They can get away with murder every single day. And obviously, Netanyahu and his administration, they're responsible for this. They're not forcing the police to do their job. The police are taking their their side of the guilty against the innocent. Wow. So, you know, it's enrages all right-thinking people. So, and obviously some Palestinians would be lusting for vengeance because of what's been done to their people. So the prime minister who signed were Ehud Barak, a military man, Ehud Olmert, who launched that 2006 war against Lebanon. Hardly wimps. You can't call them anti-Semites. Over 30 security commanders, two former chiefs of staff for the military, former chief of Mossad, Israeli external intelligence, a former head of Shin Bet, Israeli domestic intelligence, former police chief, several former cabinet ministers, and so on. Okay. So the novelist David Grossman, David Kornberg, who won the Nobel Prize for chemistry, and so on, and 10 Israel Prize award winners, more and more rabbis, ambassadors. So these are very, very distinguished Israelis. They're almost all Jewish people who signed this kind of thing. So you see this is terrorism that's going on. And why is it not being called out? You know, the United States is exposed against terrorism, and they're aiding and abetting, giving military aid to Israel, knowing what Israel is doing. And, you know, it should be condemned by more governments around the world. So unsurprisingly, the Palestinians do not want to put up with this. So many Palestinians have concluded that there is no future for the West Bank. If you stay any longer, you're going to get killed, have gone to Lebanon, to Jordan, to elsewhere. So do what you can. Now, you know, it seems like I'm wearing out these words. I said it so many times. Of course, racialism is wrong. And no one should be mistreated on the grounds of race or religion, whether Jewish or Buddhist or Muslim or Hindu or whatever, whether people are ethnically Jewish or ethnically Gentile, Palestinian, Arab of another kind or anything, citizenship, nationality, birthplace, skin color, phenotype. That ought to go without saying, but unfortunately it doesn't. You see the racist violence perpetrated there in Israel every single day. All right, anyway, do what you can to work for an end to the genocide.